Welcome to the German Beer Academy. Nice to have you here. Let's have a great time together.
Ever crack open a cold one and wonder how it went from humble grain to frosty glass?
It's a fascinating journey.
Well, today's deep dive is all about uncovering the magic behind beer brewing, with a little help from the International Beer Sommelier Seminar, Module 9.
This sounds refreshing.
It is. Buckle up, because this journey takes us way back here. Think ancient Egypt and Rome.
Ah, the ancients. They were surprisingly advanced when it came to brewing. You might even be surprised what they knew back then.
Okay, that's wild. But our source material also mentions brewing really took off in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
What changed the game back then?
It all comes down to malting, basically. It's carefully controlled grain sprouting.
Malting, right.
Yeah. And it was a total game changer.
How so?
Well, for one, it let those enzymes convert starches to sugars, making the beer tastier, but also making the grain storable. And that was huge, not just for brewers, but get this, for tax collectors, too.
Taxes on beer? Wow, some things never change. Okay, so we've got our malted grain. What happens next in this medieval transformation? What do they do?
Right, so they'd crush that malted grain, mix it with warm water. That process is called mashing, and that's when the real magic happens, turning those starches into sugars.
Okay, I'm starting to see the process here.
And that sugary liquid, they call it wort, gets boiled. And then here's where it gets really interesting, they add the hops.
Okay, so hops are what give beer that, like, slightly bitter, almost citrusy flavor.
Exactly.
And the aroma.
Aroma, too. It's just like choosing spices for a recipe. Different hops create totally different flavors.
So there's an art to it.
Absolutely. But before we get ahead of ourselves,
right,
let's jump to a modern brew day. Imagine we're shadowing a brewer, Florian Ertl, he's mentioned in the seminar, and we get to see everything firsthand.
I like it. Take us there.
All right. So it all starts with meticulous prep. But it's not just about, you know, sanitizing the equipment.
So what else goes into getting ready for brew day?
Well, they have to plan the recipe, choose the right ingredients, even prepping the water is a big deal.
Wait, really? What's so special about the water?
Oh, it's huge. Brewers adjust the water's mineral content, the pH level, everything, to perfectly match the style of beer.
Wow, had no idea.
Oh yeah, it's like each beer has its own water profile. For example, the high sulfate content in Burton-on-Trent's water.
That's in England, right?
Yeah, it's legendary for giving their pale ales a distinct hoppy bitterness.
Wow. Who knew water could be so complex? Okay, so once the water's prepped, recipe set, what's next?
Time to get those grains ready. They go through milling, which is basically crushing the malted grain. But here's the thing, it's not a fine grind like you might think.
Oh, why is that? Wouldn't a finer grind mean, like, more flavor?
It might seem that way, but grinding the grains too fine can make things tricky later on. It releases too much starch, and then filtration becomes a nightmare.
Ah, so it's about balance.
Exactly. Speaking of balance, after milling, we move on to mashing, a critical stage in brewing.
Right, because that's where those enzymes we talked about from the malting process come into play.
You got it. They break down the starches into fermentable sugars.
Cool.
And here's something really interesting. Brewers actually use this thing called a Jod probe test to tell when the mash is ready.
A Jod probe test? What is that?
It's incredibly simple, actually. They just take a little bit of the mash, add a drop of iodine solution. If it turns dark blue or purple, there's still starch that needs converting.
Interesting.
But if it stays pale yellow, bam, it's good to go.
Like magic. But for beer.
Exactly.
I love that brewers use both. Why? Like science and these almost intuitive tests. Okay, so the mash is ready. We've done our color-changing magic trick. What's next on our brewing adventure?
Okay, so now we've got to separate the sugary liquid, remember, that's the wort, from what's left of the grain.
Mm-hmm.
And that process is called lautering. It involves rinsing the grains with hot water, a step called sparging, to get every last bit of those sugars.
Smart. So it's like they're squeezing out every last drop of flavor.
Exactly.
So now we've got this beautiful, clear wort. Are we ready to meet the yeast?
Almost. It's time for the wort to take a hot bath. Literally. This is the boiling stage where those hops we talked about really get to shine.
Okay, so walk me through the boil. Why is this step so important?
Think of it like this boiling is like adding spices at different times while you're cooking.
Okay, to create layers of flavor.
Exactly. The longer those hops boil, the more bitterness they give to the beer.
Interesting.
Brewers can even add different kinds of hops at different points in the boil to create even more complex aromas and flavors. It's pretty cool.
So strategic. It's amazing how much thought and precision goes into every single step.
Yeah, it really is.
So the wort has been boiled. We've infused those hoppy aromas. What's next?
Well, you can't have a party with a dirty floor. After the boil, it's time to create a whirlpool.
Wait, a whirlpool? Inside the beer?
It's not as crazy as it sounds. It's just a gentle spin cycle to remove any leftover solids from the boil.
Okay.
And that gives you a nice, clear, bright beer.
Got it. So a quick cleanup before the main event?
You got it.
And speaking of the main event, I have a feeling we're about to enter the wonderful world of fermentation. And we're back. Still exploring the fascinating world of beer brewing, this time with fermentation.
The main event.
Right. Last time we left our wort prepped and primed, like we were setting the stage for a microscopic party.
And what a party it is. Those tiny yeast cells we added, they get to work consuming the sugars in the wort.
Okay.
And as they do that, they release alcohol and carbon dioxide.
Ah, so that's
cool. What gives beer its fizz and its alcohol content.
So it's a party with a purpose.
Exactly.
You know, the seminar materials mention different types of fermentation. What's the difference?
Great question. You've got top fermenting and bottom fermenting.
Okay.
And it all depends on where the yeast hangs out during the process.
Interesting.
Top fermenting yeasts, they like it warm.
So those are for ales.
Exactly. They thrive at warmer temperatures, produce those complex, fruity flavors ale lovers enjoy.
So temperature is key yet again. It's amazing how much brewers need to control.
Oh, absolutely. Precision is everything. Now, those bottom fermenting yeasts, they're the lager specialists. They prefer it cool.
And that creates a bite.
The crisp, clean flavors lagers are known for.
Makes sense. You know, speaking of lagers, I love that story in the seminar materials about the Veltins Brewery.
Oh, yeah, their response to that ad campaign.
Hilarious.
Veltins, known for their fresh spring water, poking fun at a competitor boasting about rock spring water.
Classic. It just shows that brewers have a good sense of humor.
Oh.
Okay, back to the process. Yeast has done its thing. Fermentation's complete. Can we pour a glass yet?
Not so fast. We've got to clean up the party.
What do you mean?
Well, all those yeast cells leave behind some sediment.
Ah, all right.
So the beer goes through another stage, lagering.
Lagering, like those refreshing lagers we were talking about. Is there a connection?
You bet. Lager actually comes from the German word lagern, meaning to store. This is where the beer chills out in tanks, lets all the leftover yeast and sediment settle out, creating a nice, clear brew.
So lagers are named after a chill-out session. That's cool. What about other beers? Do they skip this step?
Not necessarily. While lagering is a signature move for lagers, other beers benefit from some downtime in cold storage, too. Helps mellow out harsh flavors, lets those subtle notes really shine.
Like letting the beer rest to mature.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've mashed, we've boiled, we've fermented, and we've lagered. I'm ready to crack open a cold one.
Almost there. Just one crucial step left. Packaging.
Right. Got to get that delicious beer into a bottle or a keg. Well, that's just about how it looks.
Not at all. Packaging is super important for preserving the beer's flavor and freshness.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And it makes a big difference.
So how do they know which type of packaging is right?
Well, for beers that are best enjoyed fresh, like, say, a hoppy IPA, brewers will often choose cans or kegs.
To keep out the light and air.
Exactly. Those are the flavor villains.
I see.
But some beers, like stouts and barley wines, those can actually benefit from some time in the bottle.
Like aging wine.
Exactly. They develop even more complex flavors over time.
It's a whole other dimension to it.
It is.
It's incredible how every little detail, from the type of grain to the packaging, makes a difference in how the beer turns out.
Absolutely.
You know, speaking of knowledge, what about those resources the seminar mentioned for those of us who want to learn more about brewing?
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic. You've got blogs like The Mad Fermentationist, Maltsnecht, magazines like Brown Magazine, Brew Your Own, and even this website, Grad Plato, a total gold mine of information.
Wow. I'll have to check them out. It's amazing how accessible all this information is. And, you know, for anyone who thinks home brewing sounds intimidating, it's really all based on the same principles, right?
Exactly. Just like those ancient brewers, right? Mm. Limited resources, limited knowledge, and yet they still figured it out.
Exactly. It's really pretty cool when you think about it.
It is.
So we've got our beer all packaged up, ready to be enjoyed. But before we crack one open, I'm curious about something. We touched on the Duvel glasses earlier, how important they are for enjoying beer. But why is that? What's so special about a glass?
You know, it's all about the experience, the senses. The shape of the glass actually changes how we experience the beer's aroma and taste, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, like those Duvel glasses, they're designed to really enhance the hoppy aromas.
Okay.
And they create a beautiful head on the beer, you know, that foamy top.
Right.
Makes all the difference.
So the right glass really enhances the experience.
Huge difference.
It's just, it's amazing to me how much attention to detail goes into every single aspect of brewing, from those ancient malting techniques we talked about to the glass we use.
It really is. And the best part about brewing is there's always something new to discover.
Right.
A new technique, a new flavor combination to play with.
I like it. It keeps things interesting. Speaking of exploration, I loved how the seminar included all those resources for home brewing.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
For people who want to learn more.
Absolutely.
Like that Mad Fermentationist blog. That sounds fascinating.
Mm.
Malzneft. I mean, even if you just want to read and learn more about it.
Yeah, there's so much out there. Brau Magazine, Brew Your Own.
Right.
There's a website, Grad Plato. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's so cool that all this knowledge is out there. And, you know, if anyone's listening, thinking homebrewing sounds intimidating,
right,
it really is based on the same principles, right?
That's the beauty of it. Just like those ancient brewers, limited resources, but they still figured it out.
Exactly. It's amazing, really, when you think about it.
It is. It speaks to, you know,
human ingenuity.
Exactly.
And our love of, you know,
fermentation.
Yes. Or fascination with it. So next time you raise a glass of your favorite beer.
Cheers.
Cheers. Think about the journey it took. Centuries of tradition, the science, the brewers who made it all possible.
Mm-hmm.
It really is pretty amazing.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of brewing. Until next time.
Cheers.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep enjoying those delicious brews.
That's it for now. Thanks for listening, and see you soon in the Academy.